Forever. Dog.
Have a good time, good time.
I like having fun. Yeah. I like to laugh. I like to meet people.
Good evening. Oh, I almost said Doug. I almost said good morning. Good evening, everybody. Tim Heidecker with the Office Hours Live night show, after evening show. The Office Hours After Dark. It is November 9th. Is this a holiday? Is this,
tomorrow is a holiday.
Tomorrow is Veterans Day, but it might also be in Britain. It's,
International Clam Day.
International Clam Day.
That's all I could come up with.
No, it's the day in England where they wear the poppies on their,
Boxing Day.
No, you dumb dunce. Because
I don't know.
Because Boxing Day is right after Christmas.
The 26th.
Sure.
I know that.
You know, in that song, in the John Lennon song, Remember the 9th of November. It's,
I don't expect you.
Is it like, what the hell?
No.
Understand.
Oh. Oh, okay.
It might be that song, but it's not that part. It's, folks.
Victim of... Wait, what are we talking about?
What day is today in England?
Oh.
Somebody in the chat. Somebody knows.
Joseph, what
it's
day
like,
is it?
It's like, it's basically Veterans Day, but it's where they wear the red poppies. Saying. It's...
Heroin Day.
I wish there was a way to
Why
find
doesn't
out.
Somebody tell me? Like, where's John Galantini or whatever
no way
in the
we're
chat?
Find out when someone
no one's looking in the chat.
It's the middle of the night for him, probably.
Oh, these motherfuckers. Armistice Day. Thank you. God damn
it.
Armistice Day.
Armistice Day?
Fred Armistice Day.
Fred's got his own day.
All right. I know it's very weird. I'm trying to adjust to the situation here. It is nighttime. It's dark out. I've never been up this late before. It's 7:30, 7 o'clock on the West Coast. But I just flew in from New York. And I've been up all...
Things
aren't working. Things aren't like fire. I'm not like nothing's really going on upstairs. You know what I mean?
You should be loopy and fun.
I am.
You should be extra fun right now.
And I was looking. Somebody was showing me. I was watching a video before the show began. I was crying, laughing. I had to stop the video. I was crying. But I'm gonna go through. I'm gonna be moody. I'm gonna be irritated. I'm like Tom Sharpling 8 hours into his 24-hour thing.
Was that the Barbara Streisand interview? That's what you were crying about.
Oh, wait. I need to say something to Doug and
Vic. I
want
to say
Vic.
Something to you.
Hold on. Look at your chat, okay?
Okay. look at my chat.
Just look at our text thread. I just want to communicate something to you.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, Vic?
Gotcha.
You would see this?
I'm just still learning.
He doesn't even know.
All right. Oh, okay. Okay,
so I just wanted to communicate something off the air.
Wow.
Okay. I was in New York hosting
Saturday Night Live.
That's right, folks, but I got fired. That's why I'm back early.
It was Saturday, though.
No.
Fired you after the show?
I flew out Sunday, met with Lauren and the writers Monday. They pitch a bunch of ideas to me. Some of them were great, and I came with my own ideas, and we were working them out. We started writing on Tuesday. Wednesday, we decide what the sketches are going to be. We start narrowing it down, and we start rehearsing them. And pretty quickly, Lauren and some people from NBC said, look, come here. Let's talk. And we went up to his office, and they said, we have to admit something. This was a mistake. We thought we were getting somebody else. We went with it. We hoped for the best. But we just called Martin Short, and he's going to come down and to host this week. It really hurt my feelings. All right. I feel bad because I'm doing that thing again where my guest is here.
Tim, can I say something first? Good evening.
Wow. Very nice. Because
you're supposed to go to us, and then you go to the guest.
I'm the first guy to be fired from SNL midweek before, like, they just pulled the plug. They're not going to have a show this week. They're going to do a best of. No, Doug is here. Doug, loosen up. Thank you for being here.
Good Stevening.
And Vic, what do you have for me?
I don't have anything cool for night. I forgot that it was nighttime. I'm going to borrow Doug's Good Horning.
No, just don't do anything because it's not morning or.
It's morning somewhere.
Well, somewhere.
And we have intern Joseph here. Little Joseph is here, St. Joseph.
Howdy, howdy.
We're familiar with St. Joseph, the healing medicine man?
The biblical cuckold.
Was he really? There's Joseph, Mary's husband, father of Jesus himself, stepdad for Jesus, really. Jesus' stepdad. But there is another St. Joseph, I think, who's like a medicine, like St. Joseph's calamine lotion or something.
Wait, what?
No idea.
Look it up.
All right.
But the top story, the headline is our guest over there in the guest chair. You know her from one of the great comedies of the 21st century, The Righteous Gemstones. She's the one and only Edie Patterson.
Let's hear it.
Hi.
First time on the show.
Good night.
Good night.
Like medieval times with a K.
Oh, cool.
That's cute.
Thanks.
Edie. Look at you. You are so, what a character you play on that show. Because I see it, it's so weird to look at you. Because do people tell you this? I see you in there.
But yeah,
she
but I
is
look
so,
way different.
Way different.
Yeah.
Let's get a picture of Judy Gemstone up. Because a lot of my audience doesn't have HBO.
Oh, got it. Okay, well, let's get it in there for them.
Oh, Max, I should say.
Right.
Max. This is exciting. What? Oh, you're kidding. Why is this happening now, Luke, Mick, Jagger? I know why. Hold on. Watch this.
Let's just do this the whole hour. Tim's deep into his settings right now.
Oh, God. It's unbelievable.
Wait, I don't hear it anymore.
Yeah, it went away, and I know why. So, you want me to explain why it happened? It's kind of cool.
I kind of do want to know.
It's long and boring, but it has to do with my audio driver. Mm. So that's the plan. We're going to talk to Edie, and you seem to be, you're an improviser.
Mm-hmm.
You do this. I saw this. You did a 1 hour, one woman improvise show just the other night?
Yeah, just Tuesday the 30th or whenever that was. Maybe that was Monday. I don't know. The 30th.
So you did it on Halloween.
The day before Halloween, yeah.
Is that the Groundlings?
That was at the Groundlings.
Is that where you come? Is that you began?
Mm-hmm.
See, I told Edie this. I don't know anything about her. And
it's
any research.
Fair.
I didn't even go to Wikipedia.
No. Come on, who does that?
Did you start as a writer on that show? I mean, no, you because you're in the first season, but you were hired as a writer and to play that part?
Yeah, well, first I had worked with those guys on Vice Principals.
Oh, you were on Vice Principals.
And I was not a writer on that. But Danny and I wrote, we found that we liked improvising together. And so we wrote a movie together after that. And then when he created Gemstones, he asked me from the jump.
Do I know that movie?
No, we haven't made it yet.
It's sitting in the front desk, Vic.
It's sitting in the front desk.
Front desk. you're saying yet? Is this on the? Is there a plan to make it, or you don't know?
Yeah, I think we will at some point. Okay. We just haven't yet.
Well, you're the highlight. I mean, should I go through the highlights of that show? Because I think you're the funniest part of that show.
Oh wow! Okay,
but
great.
Under that, it's okay. Under that, it drops off. No, under that, it's. That's a terrible thing to say.
Tim, you got
to
really rank these characters now. That's career suicide, dude.
I'm confident. I feel confident to do that. Because I'm going right to Uncle Baby Bobby Billy, whatever it is.
Okay, fair.
That's that guy. That kills me every time. Yeah. I can't. It's so exciting when he shows up.
Now it really excited. Is.
Yeah. Divine's character makes me a little uncomfortable. Mm-hmm, I mean, like, fair. It's just not, you know, just sort of like... It's so he's so cringy and it's funny and it works, but it's just like it makes me nervous when his stories are developing, and then Danny's like the center
For sure.
It's not as the fun. It's not the funniest part for him.
You don't think so?
Well, I mean, this is hard.
Jesse, it makes me laugh really hard.
Well, it's hard when you're talking about Danny, because I know Danny. You don't think I know Danny. I mean, I'm doing his mountain down here and there.
I know.
That, I mean, that character is so funny that this one feels like he's like a little, almost, if there's a straight man in the show, he's a little bit of a straight man.
Maybe.
Give him that.
I would say Goodman maybe is the straight man.
That's true. That's true. But the problem is you can't, and then of course Tim, you and Tim together, Tim Baltz.
Yeah,
Baltz. Yeah, this is not comfortable for you because I'm putting you at the top. I'm putting you at the top of the pedestal, the old Gemstones Empire. And what are you going to say? Oh, thanks. Yeah, I agree.
I know. What do you say?
I'll tell Danny to his face.
Yeah, what kind of creep goes, I agree.
Yeah. No, you're right.
God.
No. All right. So that's the show. I was working on this song. How did that song go, Vic?
Correct.
Now we don't know how it goes.
I know. It's like I'd like to get to know you or something.
I want to know everything about you. Want to know the color of your hair. Know everything about you. Want to know the what, the why, the where. That's my interview theme song that I'm working on.
Great.
Let's take a call. Let's make sure that's working. We got a whole new fleet of...
Wood Max.
What?
What did you say?
We have a new fleet of listeners. Max. What are you saying?
Wood Max? I can't.
Chad?
Fleetwood Max.
Oh. Oh my God. Oh my God. Edie, you can't believe it.
Hey, everybody.
Hi.
Long time, first time.
Oh, welcome. So, what I was trying to say was that there's a lot of new callers and stuff because we're in a different time. We're usually on in the morning. There's now people that are like, oh, I'm at home. I'm not at work. I'm available to chime in.
Yeah, I'm usually at the office on Thursday, so this is great.
This is great.
I just want to say, Edie, I'm a huge fan.
This guy looks like when you know that game where you had the magnet, you had to put the different mustache.
Totally.
What is the name of that
Wooly
thing?
Wooly
Willy. Yeah.
Pull it up. I love that thing.
All right, I'm gonna have to look that up.
Pull it up, Joe.
Edie, I was gonna say between Gemstones.
Uh-oh.
Vice Principals, and another one of my favorites, Tom's Mom on 10-Year-Old Tom, which everybody should be watching.
What's
you
this?
Are responsible. Some 10-Year-Old Tom on Max. She
it's
plays the mom.
Show.
It is a very, very funny show. And
is it for
she's
kids?
Funny in it.
Mm-mm. Really?
No, it is not. Especially her character is not for kids. But yeah, you are responsible for some of the better comedic roles on TV in recent years.
Oh, man. Thank you. That's really nice.
Yeah.
You're like the Gilda Radner of the 21st century.
God, dude, I'll take it. I love her.
And Tim, I was going to ask, I know Glazer's not on until later, but I would love to find out if there's going to be any one-off OHL East in the future. I know that was talked
about. I'll get that over with now.
Okay.
Absolutely
Fair
not.
Fair enough.
No way. Nope. You know John Glazer? You must know John Glazer.
I know
Glazer.
Of John Glazer. Yeah. I don't know him.
You have respect for him?
I have respect for him, too, yes.
Hi, this is DJ Doug Pound in your mix to let you know that you can eat stress-free this spring with Factor's Delicious Meals. Factor is fresh and never frozen, chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. You can choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Veggie, or most importantly, Vegan. Of course, I signed up for vegan and it was great. My favorites were the 3-bean chili and the tangy citrus tofu bowl. It's fast, easy, and delicious. I also like getting extra pep in my step with their wellness shots. The apple, lemon, ginger, cayenne. Oh baby, that's a good spice right there. When you don't have time to cook or you just don't feel like it, Factor eliminates all the hassles of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up. So discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. Head to factormeals.com/officehours50 and use code officehours50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box. That's code OfficeHours50 at factormeals.com/OfficeHours50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Thanks. Where'd you grow up?
Thank you so much.
I want to know everything about you.
That was it.
The color of your hair.
Yeah, that's
it.
I grew up in Texas.
Come on.
Kind of down by Galveston in a place called Texas City.
On the Gulf.
You ever heard the slogan, don't mess with Texas?
I have.
When did you get the bug? When did you know this was going to be it?
I think probably, I mean, from when I was really little, I liked like staring at people and copying them to make my family laugh.
Yeah.
And then
staring at them.
Yeah, staring at them. And then there was a like a weird talent show in seventh grade that me and some other girls wrote a dating game parody. And I discovered that I got a lot of laughs. I was the nerd. It was very lame, stereotypical, like a nerd, a jock, a businessman.
Cheerleader.
And we were girls playing guys. And then girls voting on us. And yeah, that's when the bug happened because everyone was really responding. And I was like, oh, I need to figure out how to make this my job.
And from there, from seventh grade on.
Yeah.
You took it really seriously.
Yeah.
Did you come out, did you come out here or did you go through like Chicago?
I went to school in Texas.
Austin.
In close to Austin in San Marcos, like 30 minutes from Austin. At a place called Texas State because that's where I had some scholarships and stuff. And then I lived in Austin for just a minute and then came to LA.
And just killed it.
Well, you it takes a minute.
No, you landed and they're like, here you, Danny McBride met you at LAX.
Yeah, he handed me a voucher to come be on vice principal.
Did you took classes at Groundlings here?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And just rose through the ranks there.
Yeah, it takes a long time there.
Yeah.
And you kind of have to, even if you've been improvising somewhere else, you have to start in the basic class and keep.
I want to talk to you about this
improvising.
How long does it take?
Excuse
me.
Sorry to butt in.
You know what? I don't know what it is right now, but. I feel like when I was doing it, there were these massive waits for, like, the writing levels. Like, there was a thing called lab where you do a show at the end of it, and there was a thing called advanced lab where you do two shows. And there were, like, year or year and a half waits for those.
Oh, just to get in?
Just to, like, for that to open up so you could take it. Because there were so many people on the list. So I think to go all the way through the school took something like 5 years.
How many people go into that thing for you, in your opinion, for sort of the wrong reasons?
I think, sadly, a bunch.
Yeah.
Because I think everyone who's interested in improvising or in sketch comedy, I think they should go see stuff everywhere before they decide where they're going to go.
Yeah.
Like, I think don't even mess with Growlings unless your thing is like, oh, I really like specific characters.
Yeah, yeah.
And then there's other places that are awesome for other things.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think sometimes people just go like,
I'm just going to go to Groundlings and then I'm going to be on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to get to be in movies and be
it's like,
on the cover.
Oh, you may not be happy at this place.
And it probably
you may be
won't
happier
happen.
At UCB or you may be happier at
doing your
Second
own thing.
City or doing your own thing. Yeah, making stuff and putting it online.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Let's take another call, Doug. I want to get through like, what?
I don't know why Vic is laughing.
You guys, I didn't write anything down except I want to talk about New York.
Tim, you like flying, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. What like, were you there doing shows or what?
I was there doing a commercial.
Okay.
Directing a commercial.
Oh, cool.
Well, Tim, I got you a present.
What?
Well, since you like
that's right, you got
since
me.
You like flying around so much, I got you this.
Oh my goodness, my biscotti.
Oh, look at that.
Oh.
I had one of these on the plane today.
I bet you did, yeah.
I get so excited. I have can we talk? Everybody talk about, go do something else. I want to talk about some first class shit.
Oh, great. Yeah. Okay, great.
You go first class.
Yeah.
Well, And first of all, congratulations, the strike is over. We can get back to work.
Yeah, pretty great.
And we could talk about Gemstones, because yesterday we had you booked. We're going to have to skirt around it.
Yep.
Strike! Not, strikes ain't over when it comes to the Dodgers.
Strike!
That's right, baby.
Strike!
Let me promote, what wasn't I able to promote? Oh, I was on a show called Killing It on Peacock.
The snake thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm on second season of that show with Craig Robinson and our friend, the great Claudia O'Doherty. Mm-hmm. Show's great. Mm-hmm. It's on Netflix.
Now I'm getting excited.
It's not on Netflix at all.
Peacock. Even know? I haven't even seen it yet. And I'm like, I think it's on Peacock, dude.
It's on Peacock. See, all you gotta do is watch it on Peacock. I was doing this bit last week. Because this is an improv show, basically.
Yeah. Right?
I was saying a man can't get divorced. If you do get divorced, that woman becomes your niece.
Oh.
That's a new rule. Remember that? That's how it's going to be. So if you really want to get that divorce, just
y'all better,
know.
Y'all better think twice.
Mm-hmm. She become your niece. Here's my little pitch for the airlines.
Great.
Because when I do commercials or I go do TV shows or something and I fly, and you it's not me, it's everybody in our world. Mm-hmm. We have the luxury and the good, so blessed and grateful and fortunate that we fly. I'm not going to say first class, it's business class.
Yeah.
We're in business.
What's the difference between that and first?
I really never understood
that. Not below a lot, first? Baby.
Yeah.
You can't do business in
Is
the
that
back.
Below first?
There are certain airlines, I think, that there's a true first class, like on fly Emirates or whatever, where you've got like your own hotel room in there and stuff. And then there's like levels of it. But if you're just flying Delta, are you playing the sound of an airplane? Why? Why?
I like it.
It's nice. It's calming. It's white noise. Or is that pink noise? It's white.
I'll turn it off. I want to be calm. I want to be up. I want to be punchy.
The ultimate class would be in the cockpit. I want to be up there with the pilots watching what they're doing.
1A class. But no, here's my little simple pitch. See if this is a bad idea.
Okay.
First class boards last.
Oh.
Have a little.
What? Nobody's looking at you.
Have a little lounge.
Yeah.
Have a little lounge set up where they have the lounge. Get everybody champagne or mimosas and everybody. Let them hang out. Because they load first, and then you sit there for a half hour.
Right.
And you could be just waiting.
And everyone.
Let everyone get in.
All these people.
Is walking, everybody in
I think
yet?
That's pretty great.
All those people walking past you are probably looking at you like.
And then I feel bad when people are looking back, walking past me like, sorry, I didn't. If I had the choice, I'd be in the back.
You say that to everybody that walks past.
Apologize to everyone.
I didn't pay for the seat.
I'd
so
love
sorry.
To be right by the bathroom.
Yeah. Are you one of these that eats everything that's offered to you when you sit up there? Or are you very good about your eating? Do you have like an illness with your eating?
Well, I do have a gluten allergy, which precludes like a bunch of stuff they bring.
You don't get
it
the biscotti.
It would preclude the biscotti.
You don't want to try that. I know you have a gluten allergy, but would you try this? They're so good.
I mean, if you don't mind this filling with liquid shit. I like first class boards last, and I will eat a full meal.
Yeah.
Yeah, because why not?
I'll get dessert. I'll go, can I get another cookie?
Yeah.
Can I get another one of those? Can I get some ginger ale? I have an Instagram post that I think could go huge.
Is it unlimited food?
Like, no, it's not unlimited food. It's not like a buffet up there.
I mean, can you just keep asking and they have to just do more?
Well, it's not that, but
they don't cut you off.
There usually is like that area where they've got like all kinds of snacks, and instead of like asking for
you can
a
go
snack
up there and pick away.
Just go grab it, yeah. Go through the
want.
Drawers, but like check, into your kitchen.
That's
check
awesome.
If I posted this, and I would make this look like a Delta Instagram post, like a message. I would say, due to several requests from our customers, we'll no longer be serving ginger ale. Why would they say that? Thank you so much for your understanding. That would cause such outrage.
That would be awesome.
Yeah. It'd be such outrage.
Why would they request no gin that they don't serve it?
I don't know. mean, it would be one of those things
where you'd follow.
Yeah, you would see it, be like, what?
Yeah.
Why? No, we like ginger ale. Like.
Then you could maybe go into
and
like
who's asking for them to not do ginger ale?
You could say like all ginger ale has been poisoned or has salmonella in it.
Yeah, there's I like to keep it really vague.
Okay, good. Okay.
It's just one of those decisions that Delta made that doesn't make any sense.
Yes.
Could you make that for me, somebody? Like, somebody can make it. I'll make it.
One time I was at a Vietnamese restaurant with Brandon Walsh, and he had one of those, you know, those printers with the little stickers that you can print words.
Oh, yeah.
On the hoisin sauce, we put, please don't take this into the toilet. That was good. You know those? And then next time somebody sees it, like, oh, shit. Oh, like, is this a thing that people do?
Yeah, what happened here?
It was such a problem that they had to make a sign. All right, we do have to do the city of the day. Thank you for reminding me. By the way, we're on Patreon at patreon.com/officehourslive, and we're going to do the city of the day now, and it is this.
City of the day. City of the day.
City of the day. City of the day is sponsored by Dunkin' Diapers. I'm going to lose it.
I didn't read this one yet.
You didn't read it?
Did you read it yet?
No, I didn't.
Oh, good. Okay.
I'd like to. Yeah. Dunkin' Diapers. Are you excited to see a new film but don't want to take a bathroom break and miss any of it? Well, now you can experience the whole film uninterrupted with Dunkin' Diapers. Uncompromising film auteur Martin Scorsese teamed up with AMC Theaters and Dunkin' Donuts to create the ultimate cinephile bathroom solution. These diapers are made out of soft, absorbent Dunkin' dough. There's nothing absorbent about dough. And can handle up to 3 loads and 20 ounces of liquid. And they're tasty. These nappies are dusted with powdered sugar so you can grab an extra pair to eat if you like. Plus, Plus, every pair of diapers comes with a free 20-ounce cup of Dunkin' coffee to help you stay awake through the unbelievably lengthy runtime of today's films. So don't miss a frame with Dunkin' diapers available at the concession stand at all participating AMC theaters. I shall listen to the Dunkin' diapers jingle now.
Dunkin' diapers. My main man Marty made a real long movie. But what do I do when I gotta go poopy?
No.
Just Michelle Pfeiffer. That's why I wear a Dunkin' diaper.
I hate poopy. All right. Who is the city of the day?
It rhymes with movie, though.
It does. Doesn't.
No.
Poopy doesn't rhyme with movie.
It does.
There was a short period of time when we were really little.
Yeah.
That's what we called our vaginas.
You called it poopies?
A poopy?
Oh, tang.
My God.
I can't believe I'm saying that. And then there was a phase where we made up names.
That's not where the poop comes out.
For
most.
No, it made no sense that it was poopy. And
it is
then
a larger
while it was gypsy.
It is a larger hole.
Yes.
It'd be better for BMs, I think.
No, not better for BMs.
Probably. Well, who's our city of the day?
You can reroute it.
It's my opinion.
Surgically reroute it.
Noah?
That's coming down. Ladies, now you can surgically reroute your bowel movements.
Next week's sponsor.
Straight to your poopy.
Straight to your poopy. All right. Who's the city of the day?
So, the city of the day is Newcastle, Australia.
Whoa! All right, all the way down under.
Are you in the Maxell ad right now, or what's up?
You're stealing my
you
routine.
Know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, but I did that before.
I know, but look at him.
It would need to be a sideshow. What are you wearing? A lavalier mic?
I'm just reclining.
Well. Okay. So Newcastle, that's outside. That's by Perth, right?
No, it's on the other side of the country.
Oops,
it's in the Gold Coast.
Yeah. What am I thinking about? Fremantle.
That's
it. All right. Well, thanks. Good talking. Yeah. Totally ruined the flow of the show.
Do you have any questions or anything from Australia?
One thing I wanted to say, I heard you talking about the phone case wallet in Instagram Live. But where I come from, we call that a wallet.
Great.
A wallet?
Yeah.
A wallet.
Yeah.
Well, the Aussies have cute names for everything.
Do you know we were like crying laughing and now I feel like I'm in school?
Get him.
I'm so sorry that this is happening to you. But I do see something interesting. Thank you. All the best. I love my Australians, and believe me, I wish I was there. Have you been down there to Australia?
I have.
Yeah?
I love it.
What, for what? Shows? For
just
shooting something?
Promotional? No, my husband was teaching there, and we did some improv shows.
Is your husband in the biz?
Mm-hmm. He's an international improv teacher.
International. Wow. That sounds like
and in the States,
that sounds too. Like what's his name? The guy from Austin, Mike Myers' new movie.
Oh,
I'm in the international improv teacher.
God.
No, there's something interesting happening in the Zoom that caught my eye, but it disappeared. It was two people embracing. Where did that go? Did you see that? Anybody? Lieutenant Carson.
Kelso.
You see that, Carson?
Yo, what is up?
What's happening over there? Is this a snuggle party? What is the scene?
Is that person awake? Is this?
Yeah.
Oh my God, to my dick hurt.
We're in Seoul, South Korea right now.
What?
Really?
Yeah, so it's like 12:30 in the afternoon.
Well, what are you doing in bed?
I work from home, so this is my lunch break.
Oh, you're doing a little afternoon delight?
Yeah.
Making love in the afternoon to Cecilia up in my bedroom, making love. No love making this afternoon?
Nah, he works nights. I work mornings.
Yeah, so this is what do you do at night?
He works on the restaurant biz.
Yeah.
Are
you a 5-star chef?
I'm a 5-star sommelier.
5-star what? Solemn what?
I'm a bartender.
Bartender.
Okay. All right. All right, all the best. We'll let you get back to it.
Mom, I want to
be. Okay, thank you.
Kiss him. Kiss him for us.
Oh,
lovely. Hey, maybe office hours night should be all full of sex.
Yeah.
People having sex.
Yeah, you're just coaching them?
Yeah.
Would you ever do it? Tim, would you ever go to a cuddle party? That's like a thing.
What, with doing ecstasy and everything?
No,
like
you
that?
Just like Mom? Go and it's, I don't think there's drugs or anything. You just go and everyone just.
No,
just
that cuddle. Doesn't. That seems like that would be crossing a boundary with my wife and family.
Why? Everyone has clothes on.
Where's my special guest?
He's here.
All right, John,
have a boner.
Let's get this over with. Okay. John.
Yeah, let's get this over with.
There he is. Where are you calling from? What continent are you on?
I'm in the, I guess it's North America.
Tech-diff hat.
The best continent. Can we agree?
Yeah, North America number one.
Well, that's pretty good, John. I didn't know you could do that. I didn't know you could do that.
I appreciate it.
Accent?
Yeah, can you do it too?
That's pretty good.
Yeah, yours is pretty good.
His is pretty good too, but... Can you, how do you say now? Narrow.
No.
Narrow.
No. Narrow.
John, do you know Edie?
No, is that the lady that was had the that was having the hug about?
No. She's here in the studio.
Hug about.
Hug about.
Well, that's what, because I was, you know, I got to say, Tim, I'm glad you brought that up. That was, you know, when I took a peekaboo over at that part of the screen and I realized, you know, I was like, going on over here, and it seemed like I said, like a real hug about. That's what we call it down under. And glad it was addressed.
Yeah, it was addressed. No, it's not, now you're in New Zealand.
No, yeah, that's where mine is.
Sort of, you know, it's like I live on a tiny piece of land that's kind of right in the middle.
Oh yeah,
I'm loving this. I'm just enjoying it. I don't even know what to say.
Let's all keep doing it.
Hers is the best that I think.
No, mine goes to New Zealand really quickly.
Yeah, having a little having a little speed about there and the changeover.
You haven't heard mine yet, have you?
Oh, no. Have you been to the Hunger House?
Not as... Ah, forget it. I can't.
No, I'd like to say that's top shelf.
You're starting to sound like you're on the Beatles.
Let's crack a tinny, mate, on Bondi.
John, let's cut through the bullshit here.
No. Whoa.
Guess where I just was. Sunday to this afternoon, where was I?
Detroit.
New York, baby.
Wow.
Did I call you?
No.
Nope.
I'm fine.
No. No, I couldn't do it, man. Couldn't do it. I didn't have time. I was slammed. Busy.
Too busy hanging and banging with Pete Holmes?
No.
Yeah. Well, Pete's in L.A. now. You know that?
Oh, I don't know. If maybe he was here and you guys just, you know, hanging and banging.
He was hosting SNL.
With his posse, the homeboys, the Holmes boys.
Well, I could share some stuff about that, but I don't want to with Edie here.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. It's funny shit.
Yeah, it's all right.
Actually, I could put them up on the screen. Do you want me to put them up on the screen, John? The harassment I get from you? You want me to go there?
No. I mean, listen, Tim, it's your show. I can't tell you what to do if you want to have a little laugh about.
That's true. Maybe I'll save it. I'm going to save it for the second half. You got to be behind the paywall for this stuff. This is
hold
a good
on,
comedy.
Screen grabe.
Yeah, screen grabe.
Screen grabe.
You were you put out some album. Tell me what this is. It's too much. It's too complicated, John.
I made a comedy album Yeah,
why?
I made a comedy album. What's that?
Why?
It's for
charity?
Anxious dogs.
It's for charity?
It's for dogs.
Yeah, the charity. Yeah, it's for anxious dogs when you have to leave them alone and you put on this album and it relaxes them with my soothing voice. And that's the basic gist. That's the premise.
No, I'm just kidding. It's very funny. It's a very funny idea, and it's very well executed.
And here's this. Oh, look at here's the star of the. Oh, I know. Oh, he's such a sweet boy. Look at this beautiful guy.
It's basically just a big black square on the screen.
Yeah,
can't really see the eyes or the mouth or anything like that.
I know. Poor lighting. It's poor lighting. He's a beautiful. He's a beautiful brown brindle with like colors, like highlights of orange. And this other dog owner at the off leash hours the other day said, "Oh, I love his Reese's Pieces coloring." And I was really, really had to bite my tongue and just say, "Oh, thank you."
Are you going to clone him? Are you going to clone him like Streisand?
What did she? She's cloned her dog
several times. She's like on V3 right now.
Really?
Something like that, yeah.
Hey, can we, John, do you want to watch something interesting? Do you have that clip, by the way? Speaking of Barbara Streisand, she's got this book coming out, her memoir, and I don't know if you have it. If you don't have it, that's okay. She was on CBS Sunday Morning.
I don't read.
And she, I don't know if you know this about her, she's got her basement, she turned it into a mall. Why do you see this? It should be Sunday towards the beginning because I didn't make it through much of this.
It's right there, yeah. Here again is Jane Pauley.
I love the CBS Sunday Morning. Like, this is the. There's so much good. Oh, there it is.
That's her mall.
That's her basement.
No. Well, I hope
not. What the fuck? Media rooms. Descend to the basement. Oh, my God. Malibu home. And you'll what be transported fuck, to her man. Own private
mall. Yes, a mall. I love to.
Oh collect. My I'm God!
A that's a Howard Hughes level craziness, right?
Oh man, oh man.
Well, if you had those Streisand dollars, you don't want to be going to the mall. You want to have your own mall.
I think she, right, she every night, every day, she goes down there. She's like, I have all this.
So she, and so let me ask you: does she detail all this in her memoir?
Yeah, this is what the memoir is about. It's about the building of the mall.
What accent are you now?
I don't know what you mean. It's a memoir.
It's psycho. Look at all that stuff. Clearly, Victorian. Yeah. Look at paintings of her.
Wow.
What the hell? That James Brolin must be like hiding in the shed somewhere.
Having a little mall about.
James, do you want to go down to the mall again?
Have a mall about?
No, hon. Yeah, I remember I told you I'm going to Home Depot. Remember I told you I'm going to see my son Josh Brolin, who lives in Texas. I'm going to be there for the rest of the year. I got to get out of here.
I'm going to go. I think I'm going to go get myself a neon dildo at Spencer's Gifts.
Excuse me.
That's the end of the.
All right, that's it. Pretty weird, huh?
You all know that.
Yeah.
You all know that reference, Spencer's Gifts.
Yeah. We grew up in America.
That's a fun place. Hey, listen, I didn't know if it was regional or.
Well, no, you know what? I just got that you were saying like that, like it's something you see in a mall.
Yeah, oh, Spencer's yeah. Gifts. Anyway,
Sunset Video. Well, people do want to know, John. You know what the question I get asked most? When are we getting more Office Hours East?
Listen, that's why I wore the detective's hat and.
And people think that there's some kind of animosity between us, that the people think that I've distanced myself from you, or that you became problematic, you were canceled.
Oh my God.
The truth is, I mean, I'll be happy to talk about this. The truth is, you know, John, we gave John an opportunity to do his own show on the East Coast, okay. A New York version of what we do here.
Okay.
And what we do here is pretty special. And what John was doing on the East Coast was pretty special too. And I was really happy with it. But we started, Matt is not really here to talk about it, but we'd get these, and we were paying for it out of the general fund that comes in for this. But we would get these invoices. They were nuts. Matt is the captain. And it would be like $30,000, $40,000. For entertainment expenses.
Ooh.
And I go, John.
What is that, like taking out people to dinner?
That's what he was doing. He'd have people come in, he told me it was ad guys, people, and he would say he'd take them out to dinner at the Plaza Hotel or Nobu Sushi and all these places. And he's spending not $30,000 at a night, but like a month, he's doing $30,000 in entertainment expenses.
It's like the whole budget.
He's taken out.
That's like
ad guys. And know, it doesn't, guess what? It didn't yield any results. Like we didn't get sponsorships or anything like that. And Vic, says to, like, Vic and Doug are like, hey, this is coming out of our end. Like, why is he going out to dinner like 3-4 times a week?
All right. When I have a couple kids to feed.
Yeah.
Like
Vic's living off of like the food at the bowling alley, and you're going to the Plaza Hotel and wherever else. Joseph, tell me the most expensive restaurant in New York.
Trash can I eat?
Like, where did you take the guy from Nike?
The guy from Nike?
Yeah.
Oh, we went to this Mexican place in Sunset Park, and oh my God, just fantastic.
But I don't. You have to admit, I talked to you about it. I said, John, I'm not paying for these dinners, and the bills kept coming, and it's just
no.
Too much.
I know.
Their drinks.
I said, listen,
$600 at this Mexican place.
I mean, listen, you're looking to put roots down in New York City. You got to grease the wheels. It's a process. It takes time. And there's really one way to do it here, and it's going to cost you a little more at the end, and it takes a while.
$3,000, and this was a table for four. $3,000 at the Russian Tea Room.
Wow,
it was so good. It was such a good meal.
who
the drink
yielded
results.
Who were the guests on that dinner?
Oh man, we had this guy from Timberland Boots who does like their Gore-Tex line, and then we had two guys from Adidas, and then Rafa, the cycling brand.
And you're just paying for all this out of our budget, and again, we don't get any ad, no results. But so we had a fundamental.
I got a really nice rain jacket from the Rafa guys, though. It's really sweet.
Would you sell that and split what you get from it with everybody here? That would be great. That would seem fair.
I mean, kind of would defeat the purpose of the free coat, but you know.
Well, the point of the dinners that you're saying is to bring in revenue for the shows, to keep the shows going. So the point isn't, we shouldn't be paying for you to get free shit. That's my only point.
Yeah, that's all right. Fair enough.
All right. But we lost the lease on the studio, and we had to shut down all the infrastructure and sell all the computers to pay for the dinners. But that's the real reason. And it's not that I don't like John. I love John. I think he's hilarious. And I consider him a friend. He's somebody like, when I go to New York, I try to get in touch with him, and I try to see him if I can.
It seems like even through all this, you've stayed friends. Yeah.
Most of the time.
I think he liked my tuba drop.
I sure did.
All right, John. I got to go.
That's all it takes, man. That's all you need.
Yeah.
We should have been doing more sound effects.
You know, I asked Edie, mm-hmm. Does she know John Glazer? And she said, I know of him in a reverent kind of tone.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. Little tip of the lead.
John, are those glasses? Are those Facebook sunglasses?
These are the Raiders. And when I'm in a close proximity to a screen, they have blue screen tint.
Okay.
I like, because if I take them off, it's everything's a blur.
Really?
And if I put them on, then it's crystal clear. So I just
You're not live streaming through those glasses.
Is that something? Like, yeah, I can bring them a little closer, but you can kind of see. Okay.
I heard this blue light. The blue light lens thing is a myth.
I heard that too.
It's a scam.
Yeah.
It's an upsell.
You're saying he got scammed with his glasses?
But maybe I think it was an upsell. Joseph, look that up.
All right. I'll do a little of a... I'll do a look it up about later.
All right, John. I'm so tired from the jet lag from being in New York all week. I actually had I was going to say I had all this free time, but just not nice.
Well, it's fine if you didn't look me up, but that's okay. Sometimes we travel and we don't have time, and we've all done it. You just got to do what you got to do and get out. And, I was hoping for a couple little
So listen to this, John. The American Academy of Ophthalmology doesn't endorse or recommend using blue light blocking glasses because there's no scientific evidence that they do any of these things.
Wait, his don't block the blue. His adds the blue.
Oh, I see. I want to know is his Four Seasons shirt? Was that given to him for an expensive dinner?
Oh, that was one of his.
Where'd
free
you get
dinners?
That free swag? That Four Seasons shirt.
Yeah, this is the real deal. Authentic. Got this at on location.
The landscaping place that
had that Frankie Valli.
Yeah, this is Four Seasons.
The press conference. Remember,
yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, I got this at the place. Do you know Jason Narducci, the musician?
Yeah, bass player.
Yeah, he was doing a lot of lawn shows during the pandemic, and he got in touch with these guys about doing a show on the premises. And they were going to do it. And he asked me if I wanted to drive to Philadelphia from New York and like just do a bit. I was like, yes, I just wanted to go see the place.
See it with your own eyes.
And so there was some I think Republican dickhead in Philly politics that handled permits and shut down the show at the premises.
It's embarrassing.
It's a stain.
Yeah.
It's a stain on Rudy. So, but they just moved it to someone's backyard and had people come by to take pictures ahead of time. So I got to go and see the place, and they gave me a sweatshirt.
Well, that's a T-shirt.
I thoroughly enjoy. I cut off the sleeves to make it a short. That's how we do it down and at. It's like a Bill Belichick style. It's an American.
Is it really a sweatshirt without the sleeves?
Reference. Mm-hmm. It's you like a short sleeve, right? Yeah.
All right. John, bye-bye.
I want to feel this guy's muscles.
So people can, the name of the record is John Glazer.
John Glazer's Soothing Meditations for Solitary Dogs.
It's very, very cute. Very funny.
It's very stupid, but yeah, check it out. Buy the album. Don't stream it if you can.
Can you buy it? Where can you buy it?
If you go to Pretty Good Friends, if you go to the label's website, you can find all the artists they have on there, and you can buy the album as a digital download for $10.
Ooh,
or you can get the relaxation spa pack,
ooh,
which comes with some doggy aromatherapy spray and doggy leg warmers that are just so cute. Oh my God, they're just the cutest.
Well, I'm happy for you.
Yeah, it's a very fun, stupid album.
We're going to give away one of the records to one of our listeners during the show, and I don't know who that's going to be, and we didn't set that up in any kind of official way, but we're going to do it.
That's very exciting. I'm going to try to maybe, let me give you just before we go, let me see if I can get a little light on him. Does that help?
There she is.
Oh, but that's so bright. I don't want him to wake up. It's too bright. Oh, look how cute.
I see the Reese's Pieces in a way, in an abstract way.
All right, get him out. I can't take any more of these dog sound effects.
He's on the album cover. Go look at the album cover. It's funny. Check it out, and I hope you get it. And that's Gatsby. He's adorable.
All right. Bye-bye, John. Love you.
There it is.
Bye, guys.
See you, John. Bye, John.
What's this? What's all this now?
This was fed to me. This was my algorithm sending me this today.
Oh, okay. So, Vic, you have something to show?
Are we just going to show a random video now?
No. Yeah. Well, I want to check in with Edie.
Edie,
are you doing okay?
I know.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, we have a guest here.
People are going, you didn't let the guest talk.
I'm very interested, honestly.
You didn't let the guest talk, Tim. What the fuck is your problem? It's like if I do these shows, I'm like, I'm just running the clock out.
Yeah, sure.
Like,
running
why
down
I?
The dream.
What do you want to show this, Vic? What is it?
You don't have to show. That's why I said before, like, check the document before the show starts to see if there's anything you want to show.
Well, maybe Tim will see it with fresh eyes.
Well, you can just go ahead.
It'll be more fun that way.
Because, originally, if you want to get into the nuts and bolts, I thought it would be a way to get off of the phone with John. So we have big news.
Okay.
And I meant actually pig news.
Oh, we got pig news.
Babe, folks.
We got pig news, ladies and gentlemen.
Of her imagination, a Texas woman stumbled across three little pigs, not so little pigs, in a pretty unsuspecting place.
I look under the car and I see just fur. And to me, it looks like a gray dog. Oh my gosh, that's a pig. And then I noticed it had two more. And then we got them to the backyard and here they are. You know, we looked at them, we could see the pigs, and so we fed them some tortillas. And they were eating that.
She said she wants to keep pigs. Those they probably came from someone else's home. So she's been checking with neighbors, posting online. No luck yet, but in the end, she says she hopes that these three little pigs.
How did the remote piece go today? It went good. I mean, we have to look at the footage. She was a little off.
Yeah,
weird.
Something was definitely off.
Can you do an impression of her?
Yeah, let's try.
Okay, let's roll back and let's let Edie study, because you like studying characters. Let's see if we can drill into what it is about her.
It looks like a gray dog. Oh my gosh, that's a pig. And then I noticed it had two more. And then we got them to the backyard, and here they are. You know, we looked up what you could feed pigs, and so we fed them some tortillas, and they were eating that.
Will you be the guy leading in to the story?
Hi, thanks for letting us come by.
Yeah.
So tell me, what happened here? You suddenly have pigs in your backyard.
Yeah, I was getting in my car to go, I wanted to go buy some stuff. And then there was fur all under my car. And then I noticed it was a lot of fur because it had two friends. Oh, also pigs. Now they're here. We looked for what we had in the fridge. We only had mayonnaise and tortillas. So we gave them tortillas.
And what do your neighbors think?
Oh, I don't give a shit. We have been in a feud with them for 12 years.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, wow. She can put people under hypnosis.
Yes. There's a lot of spread fingers.
All right, let's take a call.
Oh, I like how you're looking at the fingers.
And sometimes I don't even think there are pigs here.
But I know someone needs to keep feeding them.
Sometimes I wonder am I the only one seeing the pigs? That's why I called the news.
Also, after I called the news, I started wondering, do I live here?
Because sometimes I just show up in people's backyards and I don't even know why.
Yes, this is just a shirt with no pants under it.
And the way I look, I use my fingers to point where I should look. That's how I look. That's how I see things. I point with my fingers, and then when my fingers see something, that's when I see it.
Also, once my fingers see it, then I can see it. But also, I can tell living things to go certain places. Yeah. Like just a minute ago, I told these pigs, go to the corner.
Yeah. It was just like last year when I was walking down the street and I stepped on a mouse and the mouse ran up my leg and lives inside of me now.
That's fine. Yeah. It's fine that the mouse is doing that because
there's lots of room in there.
And also now the mouse is on a joystick inside my brain. Yeah.
And there's a door at the bottom of my foot. There's a door where all kinds of little critters get in on my foot. Who's on the call?
We gotta do more nighttime shows.
It's a different feel.
Do you want to talk to Phil?
Oh.
Would you want to? Speaking of pigs.
Sure. Oh my God. Wow.
Yeah, but I want to get some of our normals that don't get to call in all the time. But
we can save.
Phil, can I talk to you in the second half?
He looks like he might be here for a while.
Oh, also, John Glazer thumbs up. Sent me some. Oh, God, he's sending me all these Pete Holmes things.
You want to talk to someone on the hotline?
Yeah.
All right, Thomas.
Thomas are you there? Tank. Thomas the train. Thomas.
Hello?
Hi, Thomas. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Cleveland.
All right.
I have a quick joke I just want to tell you guys.
Great.
I got a joke, and then if it lands, if it does well, I have one bone to pick with you guys.
Great.
Because it's the hothead hotline, so I figured I'd do that. So so here we go. It's in the style of Jay Leno. All right.
Take it away.
Hey Kev, you hear about this? You hear about this in the news? It says Rolling Stones are back in the studio. They got a new album. It's called Hackney Diamonds. That's right. The new Rolling Stones. They're back and they're doing this thing again. And they got a line in one of their songs. Kev, you hear about this? It's called The Smell of Sex and Gas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right. And in fact, I guess their new guitar player's name is Queef Richards. Right, Kevin? His name's Queef Richards. You know that?
Queef Richards.
There you go.
Yeah. That's the joke?
Yeah. Queef, that's cute.
All right, let's hear the bone pick.
It would be the smell of sex and gas.
I want to hear the bone pick.
All right, what's the bone pick?
I mean, that is sex and gas.
Yeah. I know. I'm for it. You know. I love you. I think you're talented. I thought it's funny. If you got beef, it's with Vic and Doug. Those guys are the pricks in the situation, not me.
Nighttime Tim is much
well,
nicer.
I mean, it's kind of tied to the joke.
We get it. Thank you for
the
joke.
I don't think we should. You know, I think we should leave the Rolling Stones alone. I don't think we should shit on the Rolling Stones. I don't think we should shit on the Beatles. Like, we should leave these guys alone. like, it's really funny to, like, make fun of these guys, but, like...
All right. You're the the comedy police is showing up now. Wee-hoo, wee-hoo, wee-hoo. You keep telling me what I can and can't make fun of. Go ahead. Bring it on. I'll make fun of whatever I want. And we kid because we love. Don't we kid the things we love the most? I do.
I think so.
I mean, God damn it. People say, leave the Beatles alone. Because I was giving them a hard time on that video. Did you see the video for the new Beatles song?
No, I haven't watched it.
Are you a fan?
Yeah.
I mean,
we should.
Terrible,
we could do. I did a whole hour on the Patreon about it on the on Saturday that me and Eric Natornicola went down the rabbit hole of this video. Can you just show the still of the four of them? That would be all we need to see. There it is. That's a still from the video.
Oh.
Okay.
Rock it, man.
Now, Ringo, if you're not going to get out of your pajamas to do the goddamn music video for the last Beatles song, then
cool
I'm not
going
to show
That's
it a lot
pajama.
Of respect. He's wearing a tour t-shirt from last year.
His own tour swag.
Anyways, there's a million things wrong with it. But my friend on the call, I'm sorry, I will goof on them. They can handle it. Also, they're not hearing any of this, so they're completely impervious to any of this. Lighten up.
Okay, I mean, if we're gonna give the Stones a problem, it should be the ultimate, the concert they did with the Grateful Dead, with the Hell's Angels. This isn't Thomas, by the way. It's Dom the Deadhead. I just wanted to say that I was Thomas. It's been a while since I've called in.
Hi, Dom.
But it's good to be back in the community. Hi, Tim. Hi. I really don't care if you guys give him a hard time. But
I know. I was just trying to create controversy.
I wanted to plug something really quick.
You want to plug something?
If I could plug something.
Go ahead.
Okay, yeah. So I came on the show like years ago about a product I have. It's spaghetti shakers. Anyone can find it. It's on Instagram. We're shooting, hopefully, to have something really big this December. And if the community wants to find us there, spaghetti shakers, that would be awesome.
All right, spaghetti shakers on Instagram. I don't remember what that is, but all the best to you, Dom. And we'll look into that.
Okay, thanks for the plug. Thanks for letting me. Thanks for, and thanks for everything over all the years. And,
All right, bye-bye. Thanks, Dom. And I'm rushing you because it is 8, which means we got to take a quick break, 3-minute break. You're not going anywhere, I hope. We're here till midnight.
Oh, got it.
We're here for another hour. Stick around. We're going to come back in a couple hours. We're going to come back in a few minutes. And the second half of the show will be on Patreon at patreon.com/officehourslive. But if you're watching now, we will stay live. Anything else right now? What are we going to do after we come back?
I have a slideshow that you guys are not going to want to miss.
Oh, all right. And more with Edie. She's not going anywhere. We've taken her keys.
Oh, why don't I work just like other men do? Tell me, how can I work when the skies are so blue?
Hello, all. This is Dr. Jordan Peterson. Young men are currently under attack. Thankfully, Office Hours has provided a safe haven for so many of us. And I am so touched by the budding beauty of the Holy Trinity and the offer they are willing to give to their loyal fans. With Office Hours Plus, you can get access to another full hour of the show every week, Tim's Saturday morning blog posts, The Joel Hole, and so much more exclusive content. And the best part is, if you go to patreon.com/officehourslive right now, you can get your first 7 days absolutely free. Hell, you'd be a total moron to not give this a try. Listen, bucko, you better act now before the woke narcissistic psychopaths take us down.